Now there was recently a Flux Fest held in Seattle.
Well, yeah, I mentioned this bus thing, which didn't come off. Then, we did a scientific show, sort of a funny science show, where we had one part included silicate microcrystals. Now, micro means, you know, like very tiny. So, well, we just put little grains of sand, but we had 100 different names of every crystal in that category. Which you could hardly see, you know. Usually crystals, when they exhibited, they're big rocks.
So you had
like
tags.
Like just tags and nothing really visible. Then there was like an atlas of rocks made from, collected from various parts of the world and set up like a map. So, but the pebbles had no geological significance. You know, they were just smooth round pebbles from all over the world.
You told me a story, George, about coming in on an airplane one time from Europe with your rocks. And
oh, yeah. I mean, I always, when I travel, I always, you know, first thing I do is look for pebbles.
I
go. But it's a famous museum or something, I look outside for pebbles or famous town. So my suitcase would be like half full of rocks. And at customs, like, first time I had to go through customs, they just couldn't believe it. You know, they say, everybody brings, like, you know, liquors and perfumes, and this guy's bringing rocks. They say, hey, you other guards, you know, come and look at this crazy suitcase. They would be heavy, too. It's even the third. Then there is a, in that science show, was a sort of anthology of animal droppings. Like, all animals were written in Latin by the zoological name and the family class, you know, so it was done
this
in
was,
like a real museum. Yeah.
Actual excrete.
Right. And
talking about the animal dropping
exhibit. Okay. So we have, starting from a little caterpillar to elephant, but I still would like to get elephants. Not elephant, but whales.
Whale?
Yeah, nobody can get me that. Or some invertebrates, you know, like starfish. Or octopus.
I see.
So, if any of the listeners know how to get them, they should send it to and/or, yes.
Right. And/or gallery
yeah.
in Seattle.
Well, maybe collect. then I'll get it eventually.
Yeah, you certainly will. George, what are your future plans now?
Well, we have this sort of large, we sort of acquired the big farm. Or looks like more like it was a horse raising estate, and in Berkshire County, that's West Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
So lots of buildings there, and not all of us are living there. I'm so far the only one from the Flux group there, but most of them will be coming there during summers. So next summer we are going to our first summer festival to sort of match like the Tanglewood and other festivals they have in Stockbridge. But, you know, we'll do it in our own way. And
yes.
We started off with a July 4th, funny July 4th parade and a vehicle procession, because we're on the top of a mountain, well, a hill, and for a couple of miles the road goes downhill all the time. So we can have all kinds of funny vehicles without motors, like, you know, with eccentric wheels, or there's one we like to have where man on a bicycle exerciser, you know, one would stand still,
right.
Sits on a carriage, he's being drawn, you know, he's keep pedaling, but he's not going anywhere, but he's being meanwhile pulled in a carriage, you know, things like that.
So there's also International Flux Fest coming up sometime next year.
Well, it's international in the sense that our people from all over the world will probably try to come over, and that's the one that started July 4th in Berkshire, near Great Barrington.
What type of, if people were interested, happen to be traveling in that area, could they get...
we'll be, the Information Bureau in Great Barrington will have information, because they will be putting up posters at all Information Bureaus in Berkshire, Stockbridge and Great Barrington. So, and we start July 4th, it will go on for 2 months, weekends only.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. I want to thank you very much, George Bakunas, and thank you for coming out to Seattle and spending some time with me this afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, great.
It's you know? Usually
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Then it was in and
let's see.
Then we well let's see. The
Thank you.